everybody starts to
Happy
wiggle.
Happy month of Thanksgiving, folks. That's right. It is the month of gratitude. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. And I'm so grateful to be able to have this platform in which to share amazing events with y'all, where to go, what to try, how to give back right here in Indian River County and throughout the Treasure Coast. Big shout out to our wonderful main sponsor, White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery, that makes this a very feasible thing for us to do each and every week. And I tell you what, there is no shortage of things to look forward to in the next coming days. We are entering season, ladies and gentlemen. The holidays are fast upon us. And with so much crispness in the air, how apropos to be able to share with you the upcoming Samaritan Center Super Bowl. It's their 25th annual event. It's going to be bigger and better than ever before. I have some of the ladies here representing, and we're going to talk about that here in just a moment. But a little blast from the past. She's been supplying us with wine each and every week at Blue Star, but Miss Kitty Wagner in the flesh is back this particular broadcast. Hello, Yeehaw! Sweetheart.
I know. I haven't been here in so long. I missed it.
We've missed you.
But
and we're very grateful for this delicious bottle that you provided. Wow, what
Joseph Drouin, Macon Village's Chardonnay. It's absolutely fantastic.
You had described it to me earlier with a little hint of vanilla, and yeah. I think that nails it. It's not an over-buttery Chardonnay.
It's not an oaky mess. It's not a big butter bomb, but it has really nice big body, a little hint of vanilla, little crispness. It's perfect with fall.
It sure is, and I'm really enjoying it, as is our guest. And before we delve into the details of the Super Bowl, which is happening tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, so if you're wondering, what do I do for lunch tomorrow? We've already got it taken care of. You can do a good deed and eat delicious soup.
Oh my gosh, the Soup Bowl is huge.
You're actually donating soup.
I have donated soup to the Soup Bowl for over 13 years. With
Very
all of
good,
my different
Kitty.
Restaurants.
That's why we go and celebrate and eat dinner at the Blue Star.
We don't care about that. The thing is that if you don't know about this, you need to perk up your ears, because you can go all over town. You can go to your bank. You can go to your church. You can go to community centers. And it's all raising money for the Samaritan
Center.
Mm-hmm. And what they do is they have all of us chefs all over Indian River County donate 5 gallons at a time, buckets of soup, and
yum,
then they
yum, yum.
Heat it up. And so every location you go to is going to have a different soup. As far as I know, I mean, I don't know how many chefs participate.
Well, some of them might overlap, but regardless, what are you making?
It doesn't matter, because every person making a soup is going to make it the way they make it.
Right. They're distinctly different, every recipe.
We are making a kale, chorizo, sausage, and navy bean soup. That's one of them.
We
always give 10 gallons. So I've got 1 5-gallon bucket with that in it. And then the other 5-gallon, that's what my sous chef Caitlin's making. And then what I'm making, I'm not sure yet, but it's going to be something along a roasted cauliflower curry or something like that. But it'll
be
amazing.
You know I love your cream of curry.
I know
anything
you love that.
Soup. Anything.
It's good.
Squash, the cauliflower, doesn't matter.
But talk about a great lunch. You go into a facility, you make a very small donation, and you can taste all these amazing soups.
It's the way to live life. I'm a soup connoisseur. I'm a soup girl.
You are the soup
girl. It's what I do for,
she lives for
my favorite
for soup.
Food. And so this is like sort of my favorite day. Now, Kitty, before we delve into the details.
Somebody probably makes pizza soup.
Oh my God, that would be the best thing ever. That would be my two favorite things combined.
Soup
it'd be insane.
And pizza.
But you are having a wine dinner next Monday that our folks need to hear about.
Yes.
Because seating is limited. There's only a few spaces available.
Yeah, actually, it's selling out fast. We have a 5-course, I say 5, there might be 6 or 7, who knows, wine dinner, wine pairing on Monday, which is a night we're typically closed at the Blue Star. But we're going to be open, and I've got all kinds of cool, cool fall stuff. I've got wild boar, rack of wild boar. I've got beluga lentils. I've got porcini mushrooms. I've got some striped wild sea bass that just started their run off the Maryland coast.
Wow.
Which is really, I wait for it every year. It's spectacular fish. And I've got these enormous, giant shrimp I'm not sure what to do with that have heads on them, and they're beautiful.
And
so
now,
stay tuned. It'll be amazing.
So it's several courses. It's
yes.
obviously really beautiful dishes that are going to shine with each wine pairing. What's the cost
there's different,
of something like
different
this?
Wines with each course. So
correct.
We start out a little bit lighter, a little cleaner on the whites, and then we go into some Pinots, and then we go into some big juicy Syrahs, and it's all good.
That's a progression. So what's the cost
of this? It's $85 a person.
What? It's a steal.
It is for actually, you know,
for
wild
unique
boar,
foods
porcini
that
mushrooms.
You wouldn't typically be able to have.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do any of the cooking or the cleanup?
We have fun with this.
Sweet.
Yeah. And I will tell you, we try to cap it at 50 so that it's
everybody has
a really intimate experience. We do have Jim Van Voorhis will be there playing piano, and it's really great. And I think right now we're at 42 reservations. So if anybody wants a reservation, just call and hopefully we can squeeze you in. But if not, we'll have another one next month, but it'll be completely different.
Okay, so they just call the restaurant, make the reservation. What's the phone number?
It's 492-9057.
Perfect. And it is available on their Facebook page. You can just live link right to there, grab all the information. Only a few seats remain, but you will not be disappointed with this amazing wine dinner pairing at the Blue Star.
Always a great time.
Next Monday, November 6th. And she loves giving back to the community, like the Samaritan Center. Ladies, thank you for joining us. We have Renee Byerly and Shotzi Lajoie. How'd I do?
Great.
Did I? How do you really do it?
She
do
pays
it.
Attention.
You make it sound sexy.
Huh? Lajoie. Yeah,
Lajoie.
She's good.
And not half bad for the girl that rolls all of her R's and other letters anytime she can. It's the Latin in me.
The Latin background.
The French. I lose it sometimes. So you two ladies have been able to help head up this signature event for Samaritan Center for quite some time now. Shotzi, you specialize in ceramics as one of your art forms, as a local artist extraordinaire and rower and many other things. But you help with this so often. Why do you choose to make these beautiful bowls with talented artists?
Well, it's the simplest form of potter can make, and it's very congruent with our soup bowl event. It's a way for someone to actually use their talent for a real reason, because the potters can sit down and throw bowls quickly off the wheel.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when we're out there and we're fundraising and we're looking for trips or we're looking for money and we're looking for all these things to raise money for different charity events.
All year long.
All year round. And this one seeks out people with a talent. And we're saying, you have a talent, and we're asking you to use this talent for the homeless. And so that's a real draw for someone. And you're not asking them to use all of their talent. You're asking them to use a simple part of their talent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Because there's, you know, there's kind of a curve of expertise. When
certainly
you throw on a wheel, the bowl is like the first form. Once you throw a bowl, then maybe you can throw
you
a
progress
cylinder, and then you can throw something else. So, you know, you get experienced potters and you say, hey, come on over and throw a bunch of bowls. It's like, oh yeah, that'd be great. That'd be fun. So what we have is we have this workshop that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really purposeful.
They have a good mission.
It's appreciated.
Amen.
Because people just are seeking bowls every year from all these different artists.
People collect them.
And
they go
collect
high
them
and low.
Yeah, they do.
They come early just
they
for
do
these bowls.
And it by nature, except for maybe me, most artists are introverts and they work alone. They don't talk to anybody. And bringing them together in one building, which is the museum, they get a chance to talk, trade secrets, be like a bunch of chefs in the same room, and how
valid
they make something, how
yes
they how they make a sauce, or how, you know, what glaze are you using, how, you know, and they talk about all these temperatures and everything that's technical about ceramics. But and then there's just this kind of swirl of, gosh, we're doing this for a greater purpose. Volunteers come in and help them make bowls, and it just becomes a great process before Soup Bowl even starts.
You right know, yeah, you're building up to
exactly.
You have to make these bowls far in advance.
Exactly.
How many bowls do you and your team of artists put together?
We think about 1,200 this year.
Wow. That is not a small undertaking.
It's a lot.
Yeah. It's like a manufacturing operation.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
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 And I would just like to say that it was really cool because this is my first year, even though I've been with Pac Mail Beachside and White Glove Moving for a number of years, it was the first year I realized that Pac Mail had been a part of this particular event by being able to help put together the boxes and ensure that the beautiful handcrafted bowls get from the museum where they are made and perfected and then distributed to different locations.
Right.
And so I got a little bit more of the behind the scenes this year that I was not as privy to. I'm just a soup eater in years past and barely got to understand.
And a good one.
And a good one. I take my role very seriously as a soup eater, folks. But to know how much goes into it. So how is it that the bowls are allocated? Because we have over 43 locations this year. So does every location get some of the bowls? Are people purchasing bowls? Brene, this is the time where we bring in Brene.
Okay.
Finally, I think to help us.
I think I can shed a little light on that situation. Let me just say I was so glad to hear you say y'all at the very beginning.
Thank you.
I felt right at home when I heard y'all. I said, okay,
with
this
her
is gonna
embroidered
be fun.
Boots, folks. I'm a big fan. This lady is amazing. Okay, tell us more.
Okay, this is the inside scoop on that. All of our locations that had been with us a year before, we kind of keep a count of how many supplies that they need. And actually, on this past Monday, all of the locations came to the Samaritan Center and almost looks like a big Santa Claus bag of supplies. Ooh. In there is everything that they need for their location. We have the bowls. We have the spoons. We have the napkins. We have the cups.
And these are all throwaway items for the most part?
Yes.
Okay.
We have the placemats. Anything they could need. We have the yard signs, we have the banners, and we have the pottery. So we know from the year before how many of these particular items that they need. Uh-huh. And then we also look at how many their locations sold the year before. And we talk to them before the meeting, before the soup bowl gets started, and we say, hey, how did it go last year? Do you think you need some more pottery? Did you think that if you had some more napkins or whatever, that would have been helpful, even though we do have runners on the day,
I bet,
tomorrow, mm-hmm, that will be out, will be in our cars, and we'll have them loaded up if they run out of pottery.
full of paper products.
The
paper
sag vents.
Pottery, whatever they need for their location. So we just kind of look at that. If they sold two boxes last year and they feel like they were good with that, then they'll get two boxes this year. If they sold out of all their bowls and they're like, oh my goodness, we didn't realize we were going to have this many people come to our location.
Right.
We need four boxes of bowls this year. We make sure they get them. So they came on Monday and they picked up all of their supplies. So they're ready.
Okay. So Renee, before we go to a quick commercial break, I have two questions. First off, how much is it to enjoy delicious soup?
Oh my goodness. It's just a $5 minimum donation. So think about what you might spend if you go out to lunch somewhere.
Oh, for
this
sure.
This has to be the most affordable fundraiser out there. Anyone
and
can
delicious.
Come and have soup for
$5. Now, and if they come early because they want to seek out the decorative bowls, the pottery bowls that Shotzi and her team of artists have put together, 1,200 of them, no small task, are all the locations selling those and how much do the bowls go for?
All of the locations are selling the pottery. The pottery is $15. $15 a bowl.
And they can take the bowl, fill the bowl, enjoy the soup, and take the bowl with them. Done deal. It's theirs forever.
Actually, the soup is served in the containers that we provide for them.
Oh, okay.
We do not put the soup in their bowl, although it's important to know that the bowls are microwave safe. And you can cook in them, but that's not what we're doing right now. We just
10-4.
That's
you're sending soup to go. Got you.
And we have soup to go now that you mentioned that. It's the other thing they might purchase. We have quart containers that they can purchase.
Oh my goodness.
That's something
yes,
we started.
Yes. Offices can call in.
That's brilliant. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Facebook, you have a page, correct?
Samaritan Center Soup Bowl.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. I'm surrounded by beautiful ladies giving back to the community. We're talking soup bowl. Don't go anywhere.
From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close. Call for reservations and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star Aviro, mixing good food with great company.
Is owning a home your goal for 2017? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, Treasure Coast.
Do you work and help run your household? Do you find that there is simply not enough time to keep up with the cleaning? Well, Diamond Bright Cleaning can take away the stress of trying to clean after a long day or during your weekends off. They offer affordable cleaning services as frequently as needed to fit your budget and schedule. Stella and her team offer both residential and commercial cleaning. I trust them in my home, and when they are done, it truly does sparkle. Mention the Vero Insider and get 10% off your cleaning services. Call 772-388-3649. Get a free quote, meet them, and give them a try. You won't be disappointed, because at Diamond Bright Cleaning, one call truly does clean it all. Visit dbcleaninginc.com. Diamond Bright Cleaning, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Hi, this is Jetris.
Ashley.
And Christy.
From the Star Team at Treasure Coast Sotheby's. Whether you are looking for a sprawling luxury home with intracoastal access in San Sebastian Springs,
or if you're looking for a brand new construction in Serrano with a completion date of May,
to an oceanfront to-be-constructed condo at Ocean Palms in North Hutchinson Island,
the Star Team can find you your dream home. Call us today at 772-321-7644 or visit our website at thestarteamrealestate.com.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Welcome back, friends. Happy November. Anna Valencia Tillery here, your
when
happy
did that
hostess
happen?
With the most. I don't know, we blinked and then that happened.
Gosh.
The Vero Insider, where to go, what to try, how to give back. Thanks for tuning in each and every week. My partner in crime, Miss Kitty Wagner of the Blue Star, is back. We're talking Soup Bowl with some lovely ladies. And before we delve into that a little deeper, I'd just like to give a couple quick shout outs. Hair Studio of Vero, talk about wanting to make your color, your cut, your style look amazing for fall. You will not be disappointed if you go to Melissa and her team. She's got together baskets and all sorts of goodies for the holidays, as well as that's the gift that keeps giving, folks, right? You know, you can go in, get a little pampering.
She gave me the best haircut I've ever had in my entire life.
There you have it, folks.
Hands down.
Kitty doesn't make things up.
It was spectacular.
Foxy Nails, located right next door to the Hallmark in the Fresh Market Plaza, open 7 days a week. They, too, donate and give back to the community. It's a great place to go. Manicures, pedicures, waxing, and facials.
Really?
That's right. You can get it all done. That's how you can spend a Sunday, because, again, 7 days a week. That's what they're
Nobody
open.
Can fix my face.
Your face is gorgeous. Gorgeous. Caliber Home Loans. The cost of rent is going up, 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 up. Buy. Meet with the Caliber Home Loans team. Explore what your options are, whether it's your first home, second home, upsizing, downsizing. The team at Caliber can get you in the home that is just right for you and a home that you can afford. You will not be disappointed. And they do so much to help give back and And they too are soup eaters, ladies. They love the soup. They are planning their Thursday. Their big team is going out dividing and conquering because they're giving love to all the real estate offices that are making their own soups. Now, we have Renee Byerly. She's here on behalf of the Samaritan Center. 43 locations. Folks can eat soup of all different flavors, types, recipes, you name it. Some donated by professional chefs, such as our Kitty Wagner. Others homemade by agents and bankers and whatnot. What can we expect this year that's different? We got some newbies on the scene.
Well, in celebration of our 25th year.
Woo-woo, happy anniversary.
Yes, yeah. Thank you so
Samaritan
much.
Samaritan Center Soup Bowl.
The Vero Beach Museum of Art is going to be serving soup this year, and we're so excited about that.
And we didn't have to transport their bowls then. How perfect. They were over there. Thanks, Shotzi. That was so convenient.
You know, it was easy.
And I'm going to let Shotzi talk a little bit more about that, about tell them about the Terrain show there and how fabulous that is.
Okay, so I would say, I'm just going to guess it was 10 years ago, that we started to make a few soup tureens every year along with the soup bowls. So there.
Oh, it's like a punch bowl of soup.
Okay. So a soup tureen is a vessel that would hold your soup for the
family
population that you're serving.
Okay. Yeah.
And because they're potters, and this is something that potters would do, is make something out of, you know, serving bowls. We had a couple soup tureens one year, and we decided, keeping in the theme of a low-end, high-volume fundraiser, we would sell these, we would raffle these off for $1 a ticket because we want everyone to be able
to buy in,
to come to the event and to be able to do everything, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
it
makes it's like, you know, silent auctions or whatever.
Yeah.
So this is a raffle. So we started off with $1 a ticket. And if you spent $5, you'd get 6 tickets. So then it's 80 cents a ticket.
Nice.
Okay.
The value.
Yeah.
So we like math.
So for the past 9 years, we've had a soup tureen show at Tiger Lily. It's been in our front window. We open it up the Monday before Soup Bowl. We close it down Friday at the gallery stroll.
Uh-huh.
And we sell the tickets on the street. And it's been very successful. Because it's the 25th year, we decided we'd get more soup tureens. The museum said we will let you show them in the museum.
Ooh.
So there's a show up right now. It opened last Friday, and it will close down Thursday evening. And we have 12 tureens.
Oh, wow.
They are staged in the atrium. Beautiful
nice.
Showcase. Beautiful showcase. Every tureen artist has either been an instructor at the museum or has taken a class at the museum. And they are on sale for $1 a ticket.
Ooh.
80 cents if you
the
buy.
The more you buy, the more chances you have to win.
The more chances you get. The more chances you get. And the name of the show is Serving Up Kindness.
Ah, how apropos.
Yeah, and it's really, really nice. So we are having a closing reception tomorrow night from 4:30 to 7, and the public is invited again. I'll have wine and cheese and gazpacho there.
Aha! Yay. How appropriate.
And all the tureen artists will be present, and you can buy more tickets.
And that's going to be at the museum or at Tiger Lily?
No, it'll be at the museum.
Okay.
Vero Beach Museum. And then Friday, they're going to be at Tiger Lily and at Flame Tree Gallery.
During the gallery stroll.
During the gallery stroll. Tiger Lily will get 6. Flame Tree will get 6, and we'll be selling more tickets. And our grand finale is going to be at Walking Tree Brewery on Saturday from 6:30 to 8:30.
Tureen drawing is going to be at 8.
Yeah, tureen drawing at 8. We're going
Perfect.
To have a band, right? A band.
Yep. And Metalwood and barbecue. Big Head Barbecue is going to be there as well.
Nice.
Yep. Awesome. Yep.
If you bring an item like baby wipes,
diapers, or baby wipes, personal care products,
shampoo,
or
toothpaste.
Cleaning supplies, something that would really benefit our residents at the center. You get a buy one, get one free ticket for beer.
On Saturday. Well, way to give back. I mean, these are my favorite way to do good deeds. Eat good soup and drink cocktails. Oh, yeah. It's just a great way to give back and do ever. My part. Right.
Nothing like a baby wipe for a beer.
Ladies and gentlemen, remember, Soup Bowl is tomorrow. There's 43 locations. Visit them online or go to the website, which is?
Samaritan Center Soup Bowl.
Happy 25th anniversary. Until next time, cheers.
Cheers.